This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Philippines and China on Saturday accused each other of intentionally ramming Coast Guard ships in disputed waters of the South China Sea. Reuters' Fiona Jones has more.
The Philippine Coast Guard said that the China Coast Guard vessel 5205, quote, directly and intentionally rammed the Philippine vessel without provocation. They added that the ramming damaged the Philippines' 320-foot ship, but no one was injured. In a statement, a China's Coast Guard spokesman said a Philippine ship, quote, illegally stranded at the shoal, had lifted anchor and, quote, deliberately rammed a Chinese vessel. He called on the Philippines to withdraw immediately or bear the consequences. Beijing claims almost the entire South China Sea. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in 2016 found China's sweeping claims had no legal basis, a ruling Beijing rejects.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. The collision near the Sabina Shoal was their fifth maritime confrontation in a month. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw seven American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli strikes on Saturday killed at least 48 people in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian health authorities said, as clashes took place in central and southern areas of the enclave ahead of the planned start of a polio vaccination campaign. The campaign, administered by Gaza's health ministry in coordination with the United Nations agencies, started in Gaza's Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis on Saturday. Doctors in the Democratic Republic of the Congo continue to fight a surge in mpox cases as they await the arrival of vaccines in the next few days. Francesca Lina reports.
The World Health Organization said on Friday that 230,000 doses are immediately available to be dispatched. They were donated by the European Commission and Danish mpox vaccine manufacturer Bavarian Nordic. Dr. Jose Pululu, head of the mpox center at Viana, said the people being treated here are those with severe or critical cases. He detailed how mpox can lead to serious complications if not attended to. Earlier this month, the WHO declared mpox a global public health emergency. More than 18,000 suspected cases of mpox have been reported in Congo so far this year. The viral infection has now spread to at least 12 neighboring countries.
Francesca Lina from Reuters. Donald Trump's lawyers are seeking the dismissal of the 2020 election subversion case filed against the former president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are laying out a series of likely challenges to the case, which charges Trump with plotting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Their key argument is that a new and more limited indictment issued by prosecutors this week still contains allegations they say are covered by the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Prosecutors already stripped away allegations related to Trump's dealings with the Justice Department, but left in counts surrounding Trump's badgering his vice president to refuse to certify the electoral votes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić said it's unlikely his country will join the European Union before the end of the decade.
I wish all the best to Montenegro. I don't believe that they are going to be a part of European Union in 2028. I don't believe that we are going to be a part of European Union in 2028, because there are many issues.
Vučić said that while it is an ambitious goal to be the 28th member state of the European Union in 2028, he wanted to be realistic and not lie to his people. You can follow Voice of America on social media on platforms X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.